Hey, 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 my transfer warriors. Welcome back to the 30 Days to Transfer, the podcast that helps you move from community college to your dream university, one step at a time. I am your host, Transfer Man, also known as Scott Cooper, the transfer counselor at College of the Desert. You can find me at transferman.org or on Instagram at transfermancc. Today's episode is titled Eye of the Tiger. I'm thinking about my favorite 1980s film, Rocky. Oh my goodness. The real question is, which is better, Rocky 3 or Rocky 4? Clubber Lang or Drago? The reason I chose that title was because the training scenes in those movies are the best part of the movie. You know, when Rocky's getting ready, can you hear it? Oh, that's the sound. Oh, there it is. When Rocky puts up that picture of Ivan Drago on his mirror, and after training, he rips it down, you knew he was ready. Well, today we are talking about goal setting and how you can create a clear vision for your transfer journey and just like Rocky, rip it down. Because if you don't know where you're going, you might just end up, well, at a college you didn't even know you applied to. All right, here's the thing. Transfer isn't just about filling out applications and hoping for the best. It's about designing your future, thoughtful planning. When you set clear goals and visualize what success looks like, you're much more likely to stick with it, even when life throws you some curveballs, which it will. It's like going on a road trip. If you just hop in the car without a map, you'll probably get lost, or at least end up in some random gas station in nowhere wondering how you got there. But if you know your destination, you can plan your route, pack snacks, and maybe even make a killer playlist. Or in my time, we made mixtapes, I know. Speaking of playlists, that brings me to one of my action items, finding your fight song. A song that pumps you up every time you hear it. We'll come back to that a little bit later. We'll find your fight song. Yeah, okay. So, how do you actually see the life you want? Let's talk about a couple of tools, practical tools that you can use with today's idea. Number one is vision boards. I made one back in 1998 in my master's program. We had to do a ton of self-assessment. You know, the Myers-Briggs, the Strong. I even did a Lucier color test, which was crazy how accurate. I had to pick colors and shapes. And at the end of it, you know what it told me? It said, congratulations, you're an ENFP. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did it? Apparently, the colors we choose, the shapes that we're drawn to, all of that has to do with our personality, which is pretty crazy. Anyway, my vision board was this collage. It was this bright kind of, you know, red, and there's some burgundy paint on canvas. I collaged a bunch of pictures of artists and writers and poetry and this idea of creativity. And that was at the top, and it was divided by this line, and below was me in my day-to-day. And at the time I was teaching fifth grade, and I was competing against technology back then, trying to make English and literature come alive for students. I had to work, and I could feel the pressures of life, the day-to-day. I had a dollar bill on there, and car, and all this other stuff, my obligations. So I had my obligations, I had my dreams, my aspirations, things I wanted to do. And it was a pretty good summary of me at the time. And it's kind of neat as I look over that over the years. I've used that as an example in my career and life planning class. I have students do that as part of their meme project when they introduce themselves. And it's kind of neat how over the years, you know, since becoming a dad and all that stuff has really changed my life. Yeah, from when I made that board. However, some of those things are still really important to me. And some of those are still my goals. So I think this is a great exercise in figuring out yourself and putting it down visually. So create a vision board. This is one idea. A collection of images, words, and symbols that represent your goals. Pictures of the campus you want to attend. A photo of someone maybe in your dream career. Quotes that keep you motivated. Pro tip, don't just think about academics. Add images that represent your future lifestyle, like travel, financial freedom, or even that coffee shop near campus where you are going to study. As you add these visuals, your brain really starts to connect the dots and says, you know what? This is possible for me. All right, dad joke alert. Why did the student bring a ladder to the vision board? Because they wanted to take their goals to the next level. Ooh. All right, journaling. If you're not into the creativity and stuff like that where you paint and collage and draw, you can journal. If arts and crafts really aren't your thing, try journaling about this. Where you want to be in 5 years, how it will feel to graduate with your bachelor's degree. What kind of career, friends, and opportunities will you have? Be as specific as possible. Instead of writing, you know, I want to be successful, write, I will graduate from UCLA with a degree in biology, walk across the stage with my family cheering, and land a research job where I make a real difference. Your journal becomes a blueprint of your life. Another dad joke here for you. Did you hear about the cheese? Oh, this is going back to Rocky. Did you hear about the cheese that's been working out? Yeah, he's looking shredded, yeah. Oh, that's free, okay? All right, let's talk about mind shift here. Here's something I've seen over and over as a transfer counselor. Many students let fear and that self-doubt kind of creep in. They think, oh, I'm not good enough. What if I don't get accepted? But here's the truth. Every transfer student you admire started exactly where you're at right now. Difference is that they believed in the vision of who they could become, even before it was real. You ever hear that phrase, that saying, you gotta see it before you can be it? How about that? When you can picture yourself walking across that university quad, rocking your cap and gown, and hearing your name called at graduation, that's the energy that keeps you going through the late night study sessions and the paperwork, let me tell you. So here's your mission today. Number one, create your vision board or write in your journal, however you choose to do it. If you're feeling extra inspired, post a picture, tag me, whatever, at TransferManCCC. I'd love to see your vision come to life. And number two, find your fight song, right? What's that song? Pick a song that lights you up, makes you feel unstoppable. Play it when you need a boost, before studying, before exams, when you're about to hit that submit button on your application. By the way, don't do that early. Make sure your applications are checked before you submit. They got to be checked, right? It's got to be too legit before you submit. I trust me on that one. Why now? Because the application process is coming. It's coming up fast, and you are going to need clarity and motivation to power through. So, remember, transfer isn't just about moving schools. It's about transforming your future. When you keep your eye on the transfer, have the transfer, nothing can stop you. Join me tomorrow for Find Your Cape. Thank you for tuning in to 30 Days to Transfer. If today's episode inspired you, share it with a fellow transfer student, and don't forget to check out transferman.org. Follow me on Insta and for tips and tools to make your transfer journey smooth and successful. Until next time, keep dreaming big, keep setting goals, keep moving forward one step closer to the life you have been envisioning. Transfer Man, out.